CBD is the latest trendy ingredient. Everything from face cream to gummy bears. But not the music of BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music. The compound is found in hemp, a cousin of the marijuana plant. And while health experts warn about CBD's side effects and call for more studies, some people believe it's a natural elixir for all kinds of complaints. Farmers have also noticed this CBD craze, but as NPR's Hannah Hageman reports, there's no straight line between planting a few hemp plants and cashing in.
Your CBD store is a nationwide chain. This one in Alexandria, Virginia, has shelves stocked with tinctures, candies, lotions, and dog treats.
Okay, so that's coming out to $127.20.
Business is brisk. Customers are eager to see what CBD can do for them.
So I have really bad sinuses as well. Does that play any effect?
What if someone have a trouble with diabetes?
With diabetes?
I heard the CBD helps.
We're looking at the tops of the plant where it's all flowering here. This is what is the focus of the harvest.
Here in Sperryville, Virginia, Elizabeth Melson shows me a small quarter-acre plot of CBD-bearing hemp. She got into farming 7 years ago, but this is her first time farming hemp.
We're all in this green rush. We want to grow for CBD. It's the most amazing, you know, hyped up nutraceutical on the market right now. And didn't realize how labor intensive it was.
Melson and her farmhand do everything themselves, cutting, picking, and curing. She dries the hemp in a converted garage, but doesn't have the space or equipment to process the plant into oil. Companies that can do that are overbooked. When Melson began, other hemp farmers who got in early encouraged her. They told her of the rewards.
From 100 plants, you can make $20,000 if you're selling to a CBD processor. It's probably half that or less.
Their markets have bottomed out, and they don't have buyers for their product.
That's Jane Kaladinsky. She teaches economics at the University of Vermont. Kaladinsky says if you want to be a hemp farmer in a crowded marketplace, you have to be strategic.
It's the farmers who just came in and decided, oh, there's a CBD market, I'll plant hemp, who really didn't have a business plan, they're probably going to be hurt the most.
Glenn Rhodes probably won't get hurt. He's an eighth-generation Virginia farmer.
For now, it's a very, very high risk, high reward on the CBD side. It would be lower risk, lower reward on the grain and fiber side.
Right now, Rhodes is okay with the lower reward. He harvests hemp bark, seeds, and stalk. Those parts of the plant are versatile. They can be transformed into everything from fuel to building materials. The longtime farmer says he and his family also
raise turkeys. We grow crops like corn, soybeans, canola. We also raise beef cattle and have a dairy farm.
Hemp is just another crop the family hopes they can make some extra cash on. Rhodes planted 10 acres of it. He's hoping he can sell his harvest, 35 bales of fiber and 3,000 pounds of seed. Other farmers have taken notice.
I've actually gotten that phone call from a dairy farmer wondering if hemp could save his farm. And I just had to say, well, it's just too early. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the markets right now.
And without that market, first-time hemp farmers may be left empty-handed. Hannah Hageman, NPR News.